Don't run with scissors in your hand. Christie L. Directly from Mom. I can remember growing up in our house, and my mother's voice always saying when she would see me with a pair of scissors in my hand, "Don't run with scissors in your hand." I remember running and always hearing her voice, and then slowing down to a walk. Maybe a week or so would go by, there I was running with scissors again, and I could hear my mom say again, "Don't run with scissors in your hand." Lo and behold, it was card game night. I had a pair of scissors in my hand, and of course I'm running. I tripped on the carpet, face planted forward, and the scissors went right into my neck. I pulled the scissors out, which, after watching Grey's Anatomy, was probably not a good idea. I pulled them out in a panic, and blood was squirting out with every heartbeat. I had my hand over my throat as blood was dripping down, and all I could remember was Mom saying, "Don't run with scissors in your hand." I walked up to the card table with all the friends gathered, and I tugged on my mother's arm. She looked up and asked, "What happened?" All I could think about was not saying, "I was running with scissors," so I made up a lie and said, "My hamster bit me." Collectively, all the adults at the table stood up in unison. "I'll get the car keys. You put a cold compress on her neck. Stop, take your hand away, let me see." Blood was still squirting. I remember somebody carrying me to the car and laying me down in the back seat, putting a cold compress on my neck as they raced me to the emergency room. The emergency doctor pulled the mother aside and said, "That is not a hamster bite, so she's not telling you the truth." As every good mother does, she sent my eldest sister to come talk to me instead of talking to me herself.